Hare Krishna. If you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. Woody Allen. In many spiritual talks, this quote is often made to point out the unreliability of our planning. At the same time, if you think about this quote more seriously, more deeply, it raises serious questions. You know, we make plans and we have dreams and we work very hard to try to actualize those dreams and plans. And it is true that in one moment, you know, by some unforeseen event happening, some calamity takes place, some reversal happens, and even the best laid plan can be disturbed, disrupted, or even devastated. This is reality which has been experienced by human beings throughout history, of our plans getting disrupted, is enshrined in sayings such as, "Man proposes, God disposes." So this statement puts it more provocatively, that when we make our plans and tell God our plans, God laughs. So what does it mean? You know, is God some kind of sadist? Somebody who delights in seeing our distress, that when our dreams are shattered, when our plans are wrecked, when our life seems to be lying in ruins, is it that God laughs at that time? No, God is definitely not a sadist. God is our well-wisher. He's our greatest well-wisher. The Bhagavad Gita in the 5th chapter, 29th verse says, Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam, that Suhrudam Sarvabhutanam, that God is the greatest well-wisher of all living beings. So then, what does it mean that he laughs? Let's consider a metaphor of a child building an elaborate castle of sand near shore. Now, when the child starts building a castle and then the child tells his mother or her mother that, you know, when this castle is built, it'll be such a beautiful castle, and then a prince will come riding on a white horse and he will unite with me and we will live together happily in this palace. Now, the child hears, a child speaks and the mother hears the elaborate fantasies of the child. Now the mother laughs. This is not a sadistic laugh. It's just an indulgent laugh. The child doesn't know reality. And by the irrevocable force of the tides, as the tide will rise, the sand castle will be swept away. And nobody can stop that. Similarly, when we make plans in life, we seem to overlook or we seem to push back to the remote background of our mind the reality that everything here is temporary. Of course, the plans we make are at one level far more serious and far more consequential than building sand castles. But in principle, the child, when her sand castle is shattered, child grieves, child laments, child is also shattered. Her emotions are genuine in the sense that she is undergoing great grief, really. Similarly, when our plans are shattered, we too get shattered. So, when we make our plans and we tell our plans to God, at that time, God laughs indulgently, like a parent. We know so little about the nature of reality. We don't know that everything here is temporary. Of course, theoretically we know, but practically it doesn't register in our consciousness. So, does this mean that we shouldn't make any plans at all? No, not like that. Planning is a sign of seriousness. Planning is a sign of intelligence. So, to the extent we can, we do need to make plans, especially about things that are important for us. And we all have been given some talents, some abilities. And with those abilities, We are all meant to make a contribution in this world, and we are meant to grow in our devotion to God through the service that we do here. For this purpose, if we make plans, then our focus is not on the world. Our focus is on God, with whom we want to connect, whom we want to love, with whom we want to unite. Just as for the child doesn't need to make sandcastles in the coast because the parents already have a house for her. Similarly, God has a house for us. His personal abode, the spiritual world, the kingdom of God, as it is known in different religious traditions. And there we all can go. And when we live in the world, we do our best here, but we do it in the mood of devotional service, in the mood of you connecting with the Lord. So the world here is temporary, but by working in the temporary with a mood of service to the eternal, through the temporary we can attain the eternal. So when we work systematically in this mood of devotion, our heart becomes purified. Sometimes our plans will work out, many times the plans may not work out. But our intention, it's not to control and dominate and enjoy in this world. Our intention is to connect with God. And our actions in this world are expressions of the seriousness of our intent to connect with God. With this attitude, when we work, then we do connect with Him. We deepen our devotional connection with Him. And ultimately, when we break free from this mortal coil, when we go beyond this world to Krishna's eternal abode, and we unite with Him for a life of eternal love, that time He smiles, that time He laughs, and He laughs out of joy, for the prodigal child has returned for a life of eternal love in His eternal home. Thank you. Hare Krishna.